啊，大家就听我读就好了啊，我来读中文，请许多姐妹来读英文。
We'll read Chinese first and then English.
以赛亚书六章一到四节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸。两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
Isaiah 6:4. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要一起来思想题目叫做敬拜的对象。
Today the theme is who we worship.
啊，我们在今年开书的时候呢，有分享过。
In the beginning of this year, we have shared the message.
因为我们今年的主题是荣耀基督。
This year our ministry focus is to
glorify Christ.
Glory our Lord.
啊，那么这个荣耀这个词啊，在原文呢，希腊文叫做 doxa。
In Greek, the glory it means doxa.
啊，那这个词的意思呢，很有意思，可以翻译成几个不同的方面，包括荣耀，包括尊贵、尊严，还有请大家注意，赞美与敬拜。
This word can be translated to several aspects: glory, honor, dignity, and most importantly, praise and worship.
我们说借着我们每一年的一个主题呢，那我们也强调我们的这个事工重点的某一个方面。
For every theme each year, we have a focus for our ministry.
啊，所以去年我就开始和同工们分享，今年我们的事工重点乃是敬拜。
Last year we've decided that this year our focus is worship.
感谢神为我们教会我们的诗班，而且我们不止一个诗班啊，我们有我们的普通诗班，还有我们的长辈诗班。
We have several teams of praising and singing groups, and we're really grateful.
啊，我们也有许多不同的敬拜带领的团队，每个礼拜轮流来带领我们。
Each week we have different teams to lead us to worship and.
那感谢神，今天我们英文堂的敬拜团队带领我们这么好的啊，这么美好的这个歌声来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
Praise the Lord that our English congregation led us such a wonderful worship session today.
Amen. 啊，那么我们来思考这个敬拜的题目啊。首先一点我们要知道就是什么呢？我们到底啊，这个敬拜的对象是谁？
When we think about the topic of worship, we need first and foremost, to know who we worship.
那这是一个非常关键的一个神学问题。
It's a really key theological question.
那我们也知道，在我们信仰当中面临的所有的这些神学问题的答案呢，都必须要从，而且只能从圣经当中来找寻这个答案。
We know that the answer to these type of questions, can be found and only can be found in the Bible.
很多时候我们每个礼拜来教会来敬拜，每个礼拜来教会来敬拜，但是你真正问到你到底敬拜的是谁，有的人会卡在那里去想一想。
Well, we come to the church and we worship. And when you ask, who are we worshiping? Some people need to think for a second.
啊，那今天我们就要从这个圣经的真理当中，而且要稍微的深入一点来谈谈这个话题。
Who are we worshiping today?
我们会看不少的圣经。
We're going to see quite a bit of verses in the Bible.
我们也会讲到一些圣经的原文。
We're going to talk about the wordings, the verses in the Bible.
那我们也会讲到一些这个比较重要的神学的概念，所以今天的信息比较有点干粮的性质。
And there are a lot of theological discussions today as well. So,
那请弟兄姊妹呢，能够我们一起跟住了，我们认真的听，好吗？
Let's pay attention.
那其实啊，今天要和大家所分享的这个关于三一真神的题目，是好几年以前我就在咱们教会和弟兄姊妹在主日学的时候有讲过一次。
We have shared this message a while back on the Trinity.
那时候还没有来咱们教会做牧师呢。
At that time I wasn't a pastor yet in our church yet.
也是过来讲道的时候，我就和大家分享这个题目。
There's one time I came to share the message. This was the topic.
在很多不同的教会、营会、退休会服事的时候，有机会我也非常有负担去讲这个题目。
In many occasions, when I travel, when I host the retreat, I like to talk about this topic.
我们到底敬拜的是谁？我们到底信的对象是谁啊？
So who are we worshiping?
啊，感谢神！今天我们的英文堂的这个敬拜团队带我们唱的第一首诗歌，大家记得吧？刚才我们唱的就是这个圣哉三一。
Thank you, our English congregation for the first song, that is Holy, Holy, Holy.
那这首诗歌的这个作者啊，给大家分享一下背景，叫做 Reinhold Heber.
Let me share a little bit about the background of this worship song. The author is Reinhold Heber.
他是在上一个世纪19世纪的一个圣公会的主教。
He is an Anglican bishop from the 1900s.
那时候的圣公会不像现在的圣公会。
At that time, it's quite different.
最近圣公会我们知道在美国国家大教堂有一位女主教那个讲道。
We've heard one of the preachings that we had by the Anglican pastor was a woman.
Women bishop.
Pastor.
那很多人听到的都在摇头。
Some people shake their hands. Shake their head.
我听了也是摇头。
I was shaking my head.
这个我们就不多说了。
We're not going to get into that.
那当年的这一位的这个主教就在圣灵感动之下就写出了非常美好的这个圣哉三一歌。
This bishop has composed this song.
Yeah. 那我说这个我们一些传统的圣诗啊，千万不要轻易就把它都丢掉，太可惜了。
A lot of our traditional worship songs are really great.
我这里只是列出了这个第一节实际上每一节经文它的这个神学内涵都非常的丰富。
I've only had the first part of this song here, but every part has really deep theological meanings behind it.
而且都特别的符合圣经，整个都是从圣经真理当中来的这个丰富内容。
And they're all from the Bible.
那其中这段的这个诗歌呀，它就有从启示录第四章啊、第五章、第十五章，还有特别就是以赛亚书第六章当中来。
And this came from the Revelation chapter 4, 5, 15, and Isaiah chapter 6.
那来歌颂什么呢？就是三一真神他的伟大的荣耀。
And to sing the great majesty of the triune God.
而且还有一点也特别有意思，实际上他这个曲调也是很特别的。
And the tune is very special too.
这个曲调叫做尼西亚调。Nicaea tune.
Yeah, this is
the Nicaea tune. 那大家一听说尼西亚，有的弟兄姊妹可能会了解，让我们立刻想到主后325年教会历史上有一份非常有名的，叫什么？信经是不是 ？Nicene Creed.
So there's a really important event after AD 300, by the Council of the Nicaea.
当时这个尼西亚大公会议就在圣灵感动之下，本于圣经确立了这样一个三一真神的我们信仰的对象这样一个教义。
At that time, the Council of Nicaea, at which church leaders began to formulate doctrine of the Trinity.
你看，这到了这个主后四世纪的时候，这些主教有的还有异端啊，这个亚流这个主教还有异端啊，说哦，我们敬拜的对象是这个，不是那个。
And even 400 years after AD, there's still heresies like Arius.
所以我们真的要好好的思想，其实这个圣哉，这个以赛亚书第六章这样一个伟大的呼唤，第三节就是我们常常讲的叫一个三一真神的一个呼唤，对三一真神的呼唤。
So in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3, there is this holy calling.
那我们怎么知道这一点呢？
How do we know that?
在以赛亚书六章第八节这个地方。
In chapter 8, on Isaiah chapter 6,
我们要开始多看一些的经文了
哈。We're going to dive into a lot of verses here.
这里呢神就有一句话。
Over here, God said,
他说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Who shall I send and who will go for us?
请问大家一个问题。
A question for you.
我们敬拜的神有几个？
How many gods are we worshipping?
大声说，弟兄们，大声说，几个神？就一个神，对不对啊？
One God.
哎，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主啊。这是哪里啊？这是生命记的六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, we know that we have one God.
那这个地方前面神说我第一人称单数，后面为什么马上说一个我们第一人称复数呢？
In the first sentence when we say I, that's a singular. And why are we having a plural when we refer to us?
如果神不是三位一体的三一真神，你就很难去解释看明白这个地方。
If our Lord is not a triune God, then it's very hard to understand this sentence here.
所以你问说我们敬拜的对象是谁？
When you ask who are we worshipping?
尤其是我们读中文圣经的。
Especially when we are reading.
很多人立刻一个反应，那还不简单吗？耶和华。耶和华，那耶和华是谁？
Who is Jehovah?
耶和华这个名字到底是应用到谁的身上，指谁？
So who is Jehovah referring to?
我常常说我们这个中国人一说呢，就是耶和华天父，耶和华天父。
We often say Jehovah our Father.
那耶和华天父是旧约里的神。
It's our God in Testament.
然后耶稣呢，那是在新约里才有的。
Jesus is in our New Testament.
所以耶稣是耶和华的儿子。尤其是从中文里面说呢，大家说你看这个很顺理成章嘛，爷儿俩都姓耶。
Of course in Chinese we say, hey, both of them, the father and the son, they have the same last name, Zhe.
Very good translation. 不过我要告诉大家，我们清楚的要告诉大家。
Let me tell you clearly.
耶和华这个名字是三一真神的名字。
Jehovah is really the name of our triune God.
这样一种说耶和华天父啊，耶稣就不是耶和华，这样一种讲法是错误的。
The statement that Jehovah is our Father and that is wrong.
Only Father, Father only.
Father only, that's wrong.
我们来看创世纪的头三节，也是整本圣经的头三节经文。
Let's look at the first three verses of Genesis and the first three verses of the whole Bible.
在这三节经文当中，三位一体的三个位格已经就都出现了。
All three persons have appeared in these three verses.
那第一节说到起初神创造天地，我们知道圣经当中常常这个神指的是父神。第一位格。
The first sentence said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Here we know that God refers to the Father.
好，第一位格出现，第三位格在哪里出现？请大家告诉我。
That was the first person. So where is the third person?
大家很快回答。神的灵，对不对？神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
好。第二位格在哪里出现？
Where is the second person?
第二位格在哪里出现？啊，很多时候呢，大家会觉得那个光指的是圣子，因为耶稣说我是世上的光。
Sometimes people think that light refers to the second person because Jesus said, "I'm the light."
这是很好的思想。不过这个地方呢，确实指的实际上是物理的光，是被创造出来的光。
This is a good interpretation, but over here, light is the light in the sense of physics.
有没有人愿意试一下第二位格圣子在哪里出现？
Someone want to try to figure out where the second person appears?
确实是第三节。
It is on the, in the third verse.
对了，啊，神说。
It's God said.
这个为什么说神说这里是第二位格呢？
Why do we know this is the second person?
那、约翰福音一章第一节，等一下我们会有这个经文给大家看，大家会背吧。
John 1:1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这个道就是什么？ The Word of God. 那么后面也讲到神创造万物就是通过道来创造的。
We know in John 1:1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We know that, it was created by God.
The Word was God.
Word was God. Word was God.
Was created by the Word.
Created by the Word.
这个地方比较重要啊。那么我们要知道这个道成了肉身，这道指的是谁？
What is the 道? Who is the 道?
The incarnated word is Jesus himself, is that right? Yeah. The Bible clearly tells us in John chapter 1. 在约翰福音的第一章明讲道成了肉身住在我们中间，这道指的就是耶稣基督。
It's clearly stated, oh. Nice.
所以这里讲的说神的话语是第二位格。
So, God's word is the second person here.
好，那么创世纪第一章二十六节呢，问题就出来了。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
因为这个神这个字啊，在原文当中它不是单数，它是个复数。
In the old, script, God is a plural, not a singular.
所以这个起初神创造也好，神说也好，这个神呢全都是一个复数的神。如果你真的是咬文嚼字的去翻译呢，都可以翻译成众神。
So it has always been plural, and if we take it literal, we will interpret that there are multiple gods.
但是当然不能这样翻译。
Of course we can translate it that way.
为什么不能这样翻译呢？因为创造也好，说也好，这个动词又都是单数的。
Why not? Because all the verbs are now all singular.
所以我们就搞混了，这语法错了。主语是复数的，然后谓语是单数的。
Now it's really confusing because the subjective is plural and the verb is singular.
好，如果现在还没有让大家这个比较 confused, 我们来看下面啊，一章二十六节，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造人。
If you're not confused enough, here is another verse. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
好，我们是单数复数。
Us is the plural or singular?
我们是复数的。
Us is plural.
神有几位？
How many gods do we have?
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
神只有一位，为什么又是复数的呢？啊，你说这个地方的这个 make, 啊，这个地方的造，您来猜一猜是单数复数。
So here make, the verb, is it a singular or plural?
对了，这个地方的 make 又变成了是复数的。
Now make is a plural again.
但是更关键的还有，那形象和样式是单数复数的。
And our image, is that a singular or plural?
对，形象和样式却又是单数的。
Image is singular again.
大家有没有听糊涂？
You see it?
我都快讲糊涂了。
I'm confused.
如果不是三位一体，你说这个圣经第一章怎么自己给自己制造这么多的麻烦啊？一夫三妻一如复数。
If it's not a triune God, why it gets so complicated and confusing in the Old Testament?
而且更麻烦的是，在我们中文当中，它就没有这个单复数。
And in Chinese, we have no singular and plural.
好多我们都看不到，英文当中能看到一些。
And a lot of times we can't really see these type of confusion here.
所以对神学家来说，他们一看到这个地方，首先一个直接问题：我们那神对谁讲话呢？
When we say us here, who is God talking to?
那有的神学家就开始琢磨了。
And some theological
theologians、
啊、
都说神在跟谁讲呢？神就是一个呀，一个神啊。
And they're confused. So there's only one God. Who is God talking to?
哎，我们先把这个 Elohim 复数先摆在一边啊，再等会儿再说。
Let's put Elohim the plural aside.
他们就想了，那神那只能跟天使在讲话。
It's only angels. It's only possible that he's talking to angels.
因为没别人啊。
There's no other thing or people or.
所以神在那儿挺孤单的，就是跟天使商量啊。
And they're thinking, okay, maybe he's talking to angels.
要不咱们一起造人
？How about let's make some people?
然后按照咱们的形象来样式来造人。
And we're gonna make it just like us.Look like our image.
大错特错。
It's wrong, really wrong.
弟兄姊妹请一定听好。
Please listen carefully about this.
天使是受造物，绝不是造物主。
Angels are created, they're not creators.
他没有参与创造。
They did not participate in creation.
圣经明讲天使是服役的灵。
In the Bible, it's clearly stated that angels are ministering spirits.
啊。那么天使呢？有一天要受人的审判的。
Angels are going to be judged by people one day.
我们会去审判天使的，大家知道这一点吧
？We're going to judge the angels. Do we all know that?、
啊、还有更重要的，刚才我们说了这个 image 啊，这个形象样式单数复数。
The image is that a plural or is it a singular?
Singular 只有一个，对不对
？It's singular.
神绝不可能跟天使共享一个 image。
God and angels cannot share the same image and style.
好了，那神不可能是跟天使在讲话，他在对谁讲
？So God is not talking to the angels. Who is he talking to then?
而在圣经当中还不止一次出现，在创世纪十一章第七节那个巴别塔，大家知道吧？啊，巴别塔这个故事，那因为人的骄傲造了巴别塔，神说我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音。
In Genesis chapter 11, verse 7, talking about Babel, and God said, come let us go down, and there confuse their language.
所以呢，对这个圣经当中有地方讲到神，说我们对于神是一个复数 Elohim, 啊，这个解释呢，有人就认为说这叫做荣耀的复数。
So in the Bible, when we refer to a plural God Elohim, some people interpret it as majestic plural.
那什么叫 majestic plural 呢？就是在当时中东、近东的文献当中发现，称呼君王、君主，那么就用这个复数表示尊称。
We have found that some were referred to as they are.Supreme authority. They emphasized his supreme authority.
但是这个地方不能够用荣耀的复数去解释，解释不通。
But we cannot interpret it as a plural, a majestic plural.
啊，那为什么呢？因为神明讲是单数，大部分的时间你去看这个圣经旧约里面讲到神都是单数的指代，都是讲我。
Why not? Because in most of the places, He was referred to I, a singular.
那只有这么几次是复数，我们出现，而每次我们出现是讲到一种同工的关系，一起做一件事情。
And there's only few times that it was referred as plural, and that is when working on the same thing and working together.
啊，那我们看以赛亚书六章第八节，这个地方这一节最有意思。
This is a very interesting verse, Isaiah 6:8.
啊，你看他前面神说我可以筛选谁呢？这个地方是单数，然后马上说谁肯为我们去呢？又变成复数了。
At first it says I, which is a singular, and then later it says us, which is a plural.
这跟那个创世纪这个image 又是复数创造，然后这个形象又是单数，很像，对不对？
This is the same verse in Genesis regarding the creation and image of God's image.
那这个单数复数同时出现，好像是整个是一个语法上错误，实际上没有错误，再显明一个真理。
It looks like it could be a grammar error, but it is not. It is trying to tell us the truth.
那唯一的一种可能就是圣经许许多多经文明讲的神是一个神，但是有几个位格，三个位格。
The only possible explanation is that we have only one God, but we have three persons.
所以如果有人跟你说 Trinity 这个词圣经里面从来没有出现过。
If someone is telling you that Trinity has never existed in the Bible.
啊，这个现在疫情过了，又开始挨家挨户去敲门了啊，就是这个叫 JW, Jehovah's Witness, 啊，耶和华见证人会。
After the coronavirus, a lot of those Jehovah's Witness people are knocking on people's door now.
Again.、
那
么他们就会跟你说、圣经里没有 Trinity 这个词、
They will say to you that there's no such word Trinity in the Bible.、
他们也不认自己是基督徒。
They don't think they are Christians.
他们说我们是耶和华的见证人。
They say that they're the witnesses of Jehovah.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹说，你跟他们最简单的回答，你就跟他说，没错，圣经里没有 Trinity 这个字。
I tell brothers and sisters, you can say to them that yes, there's no Trinity in the Bible.
The word Trinity.
The word Trinity in the Bible.
然后你就立刻告诉他，圣经里也没有耶和华这个字。
And you can also tell them that there's no such word Jehovah in the Bible.
哇，这个尤其是我们读中文圣经的，大家说啊，这个真的吗？这是
When we're reading the Chinese Bible, it's like, really? Is that true?
这个旧约圣经不都是好多耶和华耶和华、
In Old Testament, we hear Jehovah, Chinese version of the Bible all the time.
好，等一下呢，我们要来解释这个问题。
We'll get to that.
现在呢，咱们先来看圣经当中有许多地方虽然没有 Trinity 这个词，但是却是三一真神同时出现的经文。
Let's take a look at some verses in the Bible where the word Trinity, didn't appear, but it talks about the Trinity.
首先来看的可能是很有名的一个地方啊，就是这个哥林多后书13章14节，我们说叫做三一的祝祷 ,the triune benediction.
In Corinthians, the 2nd Corinthians 13:14.
那么在教会当中敬拜结束的时候，祝祷的时候，我们常常就用这节的经文来祝祷。
This is the Benedict that we usually do after our worship.
而且大家注意，这个地方是第二位格在前，第一位格在后，然后第三位格在最后。
Here the third person is first. First person is second, and the second person last.
那然后呢，你又看犹大书20节。
In Jude 20.
犹大书不分章，没有章啊，就直接是20几节啊。那这个地方呢，是第三位格先出现，然后是第一位格，然后是第二位格。
It's the third person first, and first person second, and second person last.
对不对？在圣灵里祷告，保守记藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
那然后你再看彼得前书一章第二节。
When you look at Peter 1:2, 1 Peter, Second verse.
那这些经文也很重要，因为这些经文讲到我们的这个得救救恩是怎么来的。
This is an important verse because it tells us how do we get the salvation.
这里讲到，首先第一位格，我们是按照父神的先见被拣选，父神的 foreknowledge, 按照神的预知被拣选。
It first talked about we elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, the first person.
Yeah. 那然后呢第三位格是借着圣灵格成圣洁。
And the third person in sanctification of the Spirit.
那然后顺服耶稣基督蒙他血所洒。
For obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. The second person.
最关键的一个地方，如果你要是让我挑一节的经文明讲三位一体，那就是在大使命里面。
If there's one part that I'm going to pick out and talk about the Trinity, that would be in
the Great Commission.
The Great Commission.
啊，在马太福音28章第19节。
Matthew chapter 28:19。
这个地方很关键，你弟兄姊妹一定要听好啊！我知道今天的内容可能稍微比较的这个枯燥深奥一点。
I know it might be a little bit dry today, but please pay attention here.
我们每一次在受洗的时候，我们是奉父子圣灵的名来给人施洗，对不对？
When we are baptized, we are in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那这样的一个吩咐是遵照大使命耶稣所讲的，我们照着行的。
And this is coming from this verse.
那父子圣灵三个位格同时出现。
And Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit appear at the same time.
那有人可能就会抬杠说，那你怎么非说是一个神不是三个神呢？
Some people will argue, well, why aren't you saying there are three gods, but only one God here?
那当然我们知道，因为神只有一位，这是神自己清楚宣告的，启示给我们的。
We know that there's only one God. That was clearly told us by God.
所以我们所信的不是三位三体，是三位一体。
So we are believing, in one God, three persons.
好了，从中文当中呢，因为这个单复数的问题，我们不大能看得出来啊。这个是我们关上门自己讲，所以我们有一些的这个 Caucasian 弟兄姊妹哈，中文确实在这方面是差点意思。
It's a little bit difficult to see that in Chinese translation.
但是从原文，从英文当中，你确实非常的清楚能看得到。
From English translation, it is very clear.
父子圣灵的名，这名是单数还是复数？
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a plural for each of them.
如果是三个完全不同的这个个体啊，完全不同的这样一个本体，那它的名一定是复数，对不对 ？In the names, 不可能是 in the name.
If they are all separate, then it should be in the names of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But over here, it's the name.
但这里明讲是奉父子圣灵，所以如果我们要是真是去翻译，把中文的这个地方给它翻译清楚仔细的话，就奉父子圣灵的一个名啊，同一的名，就这样去翻译就好了。
If we wanted to be explicit here in Chinese translation, it should be in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one name.
再清楚不过告诉我们，我们的神是三一真神。
Clearly.Telling us that we only have one God, a Trinity God.
那么在这样一个极其重要的一个教义，我们可以说这是我们信仰上这个真理与异端啊正确与错谬的一个试金石啊。
This is really a test to distinguish our true faith versus the heresy.
但是很多时候，有的人甚至信主好多年，都还搞不明白这一点。
Many people who are believers for many years, still got it confused.
啊，我听过很多人说，哎呀，我们就这个信神就好了啊，到底神是不是三位一体的这个搞不明白啊，就无所谓。
I've heard people say that as long as we're believing our God, it doesn't matter if we understand if the Triune God or not.
哎呀，这个大错特错了。
It's really wrong.
我们来敬拜你，敬拜的是谁，你得搞清楚，对不对啊？
We come to worship. We gotta know who are we worshiping.
你要结婚了，你结婚的对象是谁？你得搞搞清楚吧。
When you're getting married, you gotta know who you're marrying to, right?
你生了一个孩子，然后从医院回家说抱这孩子，你得是自己的，这个搞清楚了，对不对？别把别人的孩子抱回来呀。
When you give birth to your child, you gotta know whose child that is, right?
哎，那么我们作为儿女的，你要知道你的爹妈到底是谁。
Being a daughter or son, you gotta know who your parents are, right?
好的，那么在 异端啊，在破坏我们信仰的时候，像他们常常集中在攻击就是三一真神的第二位格。
Heresy usually attacks the concept of triune God.
刚才我们说到的耶和华见证会，他们就说耶稣不是神。
So the Jehovah's witness, they say,
Jesus is not God.
Jesus is not God.
很多的异端都说耶稣不是神。
Many heresies say Jesus is not God.
当然也有的异端他不承认耶稣是完全的人，这也错的。
Some heresies claims that Jesus is not a person.
刚才我们说到了约翰福音一章第一节，道就是神 ，The Word was God.
We said in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
非常清楚的宣告，这位道，这位子神，他自己就是神。
It's clearly stated that Jesus is God.
所以呢，当我们讲到耶稣基督的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们不能够单单只说耶稣是 the Son of God.
When we refer to Jesus Christ, we shouldn't say that Jesus Christ is only the
Son of God.
The Son of God.
我们也要清楚知道他也是子神 ，He's also God the Son.
Yeah.
好，那么呢，这个耶和华见证会啊，我们再讲的可还要再深一点。他们因为在这个地方捣乱啊，他说啊，这个地方道就是神呢，但是说耶稣是神，跟那个父神的神不一样。
Jehovah's Witness also claimed that Jesus is a God, but is different from the God.
所以他们就说耶稣是个小神 ，lesser God。
They said Jesus is a lesser God.
这本身实际上就自我矛盾。他们说我们在维护一神论，结果他弄了个大神小神出来俩神。
Yeah, itself violates the uniqueness of God.
那他们这个谬讲的错误的根据是什么呢？说这个地方呢，道就是神啊，这个神前面没有一个希腊语的一个定冠词，就是 ho， 一个 o 上面加一个小的一个标点符号。
What's their basis? They said there is no article.
Definite
article the in this verse.
那么呢，我们给大家一节经文，我们直接就拿出来就反驳他们这一点。
I'm going to give you one verse to debate on that.
希伯来书一章第八节。
Hebrew chapter 1 verse 8.
这个地方就论到子说神啊，这个地方的神前面清楚讲 ho theos。
Over here it's clearly saying O God, O CS。
所以这里就明讲耶稣基督的这个神性，这种超越性，这种经文非常的多。
It's clearly stated that Jesus has surpassed the only person, the Son of God。
提摩太前书三章十六节也是一样，神在肉身显现。
Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
那么腓立比书二章第六节讲到耶稣基督说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
The Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 say, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
这个地方形象呢，我们误以为只是外在的形象，实际上有的版本翻译的更清晰准确，说essence 或者 very nature 就是在本质上他就是神。
The form here is not just what he looks like from outside, but more accurate translated as essence and very nature.
像你看后半节就讲得很清楚，他是与神同等，与父神是同等 equal with God.
And if you look at the second part of this, is that he's equal to the God.
那么希伯来书一章第三节说他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Hebrew chapter 1 verse 3 it says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
这个地方的我要说了，我们中文和合本翻的就比英文好了。
Over here I have to say that the Chinese translation seems to be a little bit better than the English translation.
英文的这个 image of his person, express image of his person, 像这个 person 应该翻译成 being 或者 substance, 等一下我们来讲。
And his person should be translated as the substance, but we'll talk about that later.
好，我先问大家一个问题，A 是 B 的本体的真相， A 和 B 什么关系？
Let me ask you a question. A is the substance of B. What's the relationship between A and B?
什么关系？同等的关系，对不对？
They're exactly the same. They're equal.
不是虚像，乃是真像。
It's a real image.
好，圣经当中有一节的经，一章的经文非常重要，是约翰福音第八章。
There's a very important chapter in John 8, verse 24.
约翰福音第八章讲到基督的超越性，基督完全的神性是最清楚的。
It's clearly stated that Jesus has the person as a
He's fully divine.
He's fully divine.
那么这个第二十四节和第二十八节在约翰福音第八章呢，耶稣有两次说到，说你们要信我是。
Over here it's stated twice that I am he.
这个没有 he 是 I am.
I am.
那这个翻译的人呢，到这个地方，不管是中文翻译、英文翻译，都觉得这个地方不通啊。
In the translation, it sounds a little bit confusing.
那你是谁呀？
So who are you?
所以中文的翻译呢，画蛇添足，加了个你们若不信我是括号啊，这个有个括号的或者底下加点点点的都是加进去的，原文没有的，加了个基督。
In Chinese, you put a note here, in parentheses, Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣没有说这个基督这两个字。
But it's not mentioned.
他就说我是。
He just said I am.
其实这个英文这地方加了，也是多加了，加了个 he 啊，这个 he 呢，相对来说比较好一点，因为这个 he 大写指的是就是神自己，对吧？
In English translation, it's a little bit better. Here they added he is capitalized, so it refers to God.
其实本来耶稣就讲我是，什么都没讲，看得不通是最通的。
Jesus only said I am, and it sounds confusing, but it's very accurate.
约翰福音第八章还不止这两处，还有五十八节又出现一次。
And it appeared again on in the verse 58 to 6.
那耶稣就跟犹太人说了，说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕啊，欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
然后呢，这些犹太人一听就不高兴了啊！你还没50岁，你怎么见过亚伯拉罕呢
？And Jews were very unhappy because, well, you are not even 50 years old. How could you have seen Abraham?
因为他们特别的尊敬亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕是他们的祖宗啊。
Abraham is their father, so they respect him a lot.
那耶稣说，你们祖宗亚伯拉罕仰望我的日子，这还得了？
You're claiming that Abraham is looking up to me. That's quite bold.
但是耶稣进一步的回答 is even bolder.
And it's even bolder with his answer next.
耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
He said before Abraham was I am.
这个地方呢，我们中文的翻译呢，不太能够看得出来耶稣到底在讲他是谁。
Chinese translation, we can't really see very much what is he referring to.
那么这个异端一号见证会他们的这个所谓的圣经新世界译本呢，这个 New World Translation 呢，在这地方篡改圣经了。
In Jehovah's Witness, they have their version of the Bible saying something really different.
他们说 I have been.
They said, I have been.
改个时态把意思全改了。
They changed the tense to past tense, but it's a totally different meaning.
耶稣用的是一般现在时态，他说的是 I am.
It's a present tense is used here. I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕，我是自有拥有的是。
I am what I am, and it's present tense. Before Abraham even...existed.
如果我们今天还不懂的话，那些犹太人他们完全懂耶稣在讲他是谁。
If we don't know right now, but Jews at the time definitely knew what he was talking about.
他们拿石头打他，因为一个人如果自称是神是亵渎的罪名，就要立刻被石头打死的。
They stoned him to death because he was claiming to be God.
耶稣明明的在宣称他就是神，他就是耶和华。
Jesus was clear.
为什么呢？因为这个词，这个 I am, 耶和华这个词的由来是从出埃及记三章十四节出来的。
The word Jehovah came from Exodus chapter 3.
这个神去回答摩西的问题，摩西问他你叫什么？
God answered Moses' question, who you are.
那么我们中文圣经翻译说我是自有拥有的。
In Chinese, it's, I am who I am.
那个中文这个翻译自有拥有呢，意思也是挺好的，也不错。
It's a nice translation.
但是没有开始没有结束的这样的一位永在者。
There's no beginning, there's no end.
那英文的 I am who I am,像原文当中连 who 都没有，这个词都没有。
In English translation, the original text, there's no, such word as who. It's I am, I am.
Yeah. 那这个 I am, I am 就是神在回答摩西说我是，我是，也就是这个我是就是他的名字。
This is Moses answering God. I am, I am.
大家注意。
His name is I am.
一般现在时态。
It's present tense.
是没有开始没有结束的。
There's no beginning, there's no end.
是创造万有掌管万有的。
It's created everything and,
无所不在无所不能的。
He's everywhere.
那这个词呢在希伯来文的圣经当中这个耶和华这个词出现许多次每次出现的时候原文呢是四个声母就是 YHWH。
The original word of, Jehovah,exists in many places, or times in Old Testament, and there are four words, YHWH.
这四个字母呢实际上就是我是或者他是的意思。
It means I am or is.
就指的神。
And that's referring to God.
犹太人读到这个词的时候从来不把它念出来也念不出来因为只有声母没有韵母。
And Jewish people, don't
而且他们也不敢妄称神的名
and they are afraid of calling name
所以他们每一次看到这个四个字母的时候他们就读 Adonai 就是主
so every time God orders they say Adonai
是后来有人翻译圣经的时候呢他就多事
and later on when people translate the Bible they have added
说哎呦这么多次出现这四个字母那个这翻译成英文啊我们怎么发音呢哎现成的发音有就是阿多乃的韵母往上加。
Now they say, well, why don't we just put in, the vowel, like, Adonai.
所以呢就生生的把两个词拼成了一个词你看到没有 Yahovah, 韵母都是从阿多乃来的。
came from Adonai.
实际上在希腊文当中字母表都没有 J, 只有 Y.
In Latin, there's no J, there's only Y.
这个包括 Jesus, 实际上应该是 Jesus, 这个我们就不说了。
So it really should be pronounced as Jesus.
所以中文这个耶稣的发音比较更准一点Jesus 这个发音稍微的。
Pronunciation in Chinese is a little bit, more accurate.
好那么大家要知道耶和华这个词圣经里实际上本来是没有是人造出来的。
So the word Jehovah, the word has never been, existed in Bible, and people invented it.
今天我们可不可以用可以用甚至有人说叫雅威你不管怎么发音你要知道这个到底指的是谁指的是三一真神。
Can we use it? Of course, but we have to know what it refers to.
耶稣就明讲我是我是指他自己说的。
Jesus said, I am, is referring to himself.
所以我们敬拜的对象这个三一神这是从教会历史上大家看中间那个图就传下了这样一个很有名的一个图。
This is a famous, the shield of the Trinity, from ancient time.
这样一个信仰的真理是植根于圣经的。
This is rooted in the Bible.
就是父不是子子不是灵灵也不是父。
Father is not son, son is not spirit, and the spirit is not father.
但是呢 父是神，子是神，灵也是神。
But the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God.
而神只有一位。
There's only one God.
啊，今天呢，在中文的教会这个信仰环境当中，有人不太喜欢讲三位一体这个讲法。
In some Chinese church, people often wanted to refer to the triune.
三一啊，这什么三一啊？他们宁可说三一神，不说三位一体。
The triune God.
对，这个地方比较难翻译，就不翻译了啊。他们认为呢，误解说一说体，好像三个位格，然后一个身体，实际上那个地方不是身体，指的是本体。
When we say three persons in one being, it's one being.
Not one body.
Not one body.
啊，three persons 三个位格 in one being or substance.
The being. Can also be substance.
啊，所以我们刚才说那个本体的真相，那个本体翻译成 person 不准确，应该翻译成 substance 是准确的。
Previously, substance not person.
啊，因为那个希腊文叫 hypostasis 啊，就不用管这个词了。它在希伯来书十一章第一节同样的词出现，那个讲到信是所望之事的实底。你注意，实底啊，就是本相，就是这个，就是这个 substance。
So in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for here it's not translated as a person, translated as substance.
我们敬拜的三一神，位不可混，体不可分，记住这八个字。
To remember, the persons are not to be confused and the being or substance is not to be divided.
那么这三个位格之间呢，有五个同，大家注意哈。Same essence, same honor, same glory, co-work and co-existence.
Five common attributes among the three, same essence, honor, glory, work and existence.
时间关系，我们已经不能够再展开去讲了。我们最后再来看一节的经文。
Let's look at the Revelation chapter 5, verse 13.
啊，这里讲到，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的。指父神和羔羊，只是子神，直到永永远远。
Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
所以我们敬拜这位永生的独一真神，是按照他的形象荣耀，按照他的品格啊性情，我们来敬拜。
We are worshiping our God, with his honor, glory, power.
好了，那这里呢就带出一个小小的问题来，这个呢也就进入到第二面，第二段我们很快的把它讲一下，就是祷告的对象是谁。
So who are we praying to?
啊，敬拜的对象跟祷告的对象这是相关的。
Worshipping and praying, they are related.
敬拜三一真神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，我们要强调圣灵也是神。
We're worshipping the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也接受我们的敬拜。
The Holy Spirit also receives our worship.
但是从圣经的这个研读，我们看到，像很多解经家讲到，圣灵又是一位自隐的神。
From the Bible, we also know that Holy Spirit is a self-hiding.
啊，他不荣耀自己，把人引向基督，去荣耀基督。
It doesn't glorify itself. It leads to humans to God.
对，这个地方没有时间展开讲了。那我们祷告对象，首先第一个 God Father 啊，向天父祷告，圣经里面有很多的例子，没有问题。
First of all, we pray for pray to God the Father.
第二，祷告的对象圣子耶稣。
And we also pray to the God God the Son Jesus Christ.
但最终实际上指向的都是同一位神。
This is pointing. They're both pointing to the same God.
好，那么呢，曾经就有人跟我说这个，哎呀，是不是我们就只能够向天父祷告，不能向耶稣祷告？
Some people ask me, should we just pray to only God the Father, not God the Son?
啊，有人说，哎呀，这有名的牧师啊，唐崇荣牧师讲的啊。
This is coming from a really famous pastor.
我说，不管是哪个牧师讲的，不管哪个神学家讲的，圣经怎么讲的才是最重要的。
Doesn't matter what pastors say.It matters what the Bible say.
圣经当中有没有向耶稣祷告的教导和例子？
Are there instances asking us to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
你看罗马书第十章这一段讲得很清楚，前面讲认耶稣为主，后面就讲求告主名的就必得救。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 15, it clearly pointed out that we'll confess, with your mouth the Lord Jesus and
God. Yeah, 耶稣是主啊，这居然有人会说不能向主祷告，不能向耶稣祷告。
Jesus is our Lord, and there are people, we can pray to our Lord Jesus.
这是大错特错。
That's utterly wrong.
啊。这圣经给大家看一个向主祷告立刻就得救的这样一个这个记载。
Let me show you an example.
嗯，这也是圣经里面最短的一个祷告。哎，这个中文四个字，英文就三个字。
Four characters.
嗯，这是谁的祷告？考考大家。
Let's pray.
啊，谁的祷告？彼得的祷告，对不对
？Peter。
彼得最有意思了哈，这个别人都还没下船，他就先下船，我也在水面上走两步。
Peter was such a character, and he wanted to try to walk on the.
你要注意，从这点上，他比其他的门徒可强啊。
From this sense, he is stronger.
然后呢，一看啊，害怕了，就开始往下沉。关键时刻，他就祷告了 ，Lord save me， 就仨字儿，英文。
He was really afraid, and when he was sinking, he prayed to Lord.Saying, "Lord, save me."
耶稣就救他。
And Jesus saved him.
啊，请各位大家都听好。
Listen carefully, everyone.
这是任何一个人一辈子当中能够做的最短的一个祷告。
This is the shortest anyone can ever have.
但是也是最重要的一个祷告。
It's the most important one, though.
在你最急难的时候，你别的你都不用再这些 elaborate， 你就说主啊，救我吧。
This is a short.
我相信那位信实的主，他会垂听。
That our God will listen.
好，那我们再来看圣经最后的一个祷告，还有最后的一个祝福。
Let's look at the last prayer in the Bible.
刚才我们看了圣经的头三节，现在我们看圣经的最后两节。
Let's look at the last two verses in the Bible.
圣经的最后一个祷告是向谁的祷告？
Whom are we praying to in the last two verses?
请大家回答，主耶稣啊，对不对
？Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
这也是今天我们每一个基督徒应该心中常常呼求的一个祷告。
This is the prayer that every single Christian should remember.
然后再来看圣经当中最后的一次祝福。
And let's look at the last blessing in the Bible.
圣经当中有 triune benediction，
triune benediction in the Bible。
我们刚才看到了哥林多后书十三章十四节，这里是愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在，阿门。The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ be with you。
好的，所有这些的经文还都不如这一节经文最清楚。在约翰福音的十四章第十四节
，John fourteen verse 14。
中文呢虽然没有把这个翻译出来，但是已经能够看到了。耶稣说：“你们若奉我的名求告什么，我必成就。
”In Chinese, you see this a bit. Whatever you ask for, I must fulfill.
他是回应祷告的神。
He's the God who answers your prayer.
如果你去看英文的翻译更清楚。
If you look at the English translation, it's much clearer.
就要看 ASB 和 NIV， 因为版本的不同，这两个版本还有很多其他很好的版本。说 ，If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
In these two translation versions, it says, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it."
耶稣讲的。
This is from Jesus.
啊。所以圣经明讲，我们祷告的对象有天父，有圣子。
In the Bible, it's clearly said that we should pray to our Father and our Son.
都是指向同一位神。
At the same God.
但是圣经里确实你找不到一处向圣灵祷告的，这我也必须要讲。
In the Bible, we can't find anywhere we're praying to a Holy Spirit. I have to point it out.
但圣灵是保惠师，你说完全禁止向圣灵祷告吗？我不敢禁止。
I cannot say to you that we can't pray to our Holy Spirit.
我只能够说，按照圣经的清楚教导和教训，我们知道圣灵是一个自隐的神，第三位格。
I can only say to you that Holy Spirit is the third self-hiding, God.
时间到这里，我们已经不能够再讲了啊！我们要知道我们敬拜的对象是谁，也要知道我们祷告的对象是谁。
We gotta know who are we worshiping and who we pray to.
这都是一些最基本的信仰的问题，但是很多时候有信徒搞不清楚。
These are very basic, concepts in our faith.
让我们一起来到我们三一真实面前，我们来同心祷告。
Let's be in front of our triune God and pray.
我们永生的圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Our divine Father and Holy Spirit.
我们敬拜歌颂你。
We worship.
当每一次我们来到你面前的时候，我们知道我们所敬拜的是永活的三一真神。
Every time we come in front of you, we know that you are a triune God.
您配得一切的尊崇和荣耀。
You deserve all of our honors.
主啊，你本不需要我们的任何团契，因为在三一真神里面有最美好的团契。
You don't really need our worship because in 但是你爱我们的缘故。Because you love us.
主啊，你道成肉身来到世间。
You came to this world as a human.
为世人的罪流血舍身。
Shed your blood for the sins of us.
死里复活
and raised from the dead.
愿主的名得尊崇得高举，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus.
Amen.